Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you know what phrase I hate? That guy should retire. I mean, when you do hang them up, it's for a long-ass time. I get it's professional wrestling and everybody comes back, but still. That is why I love wrestlers who, as long as they're healthy, just keep going because clearly they have a passion for this damn thing. Sometimes I think we need to stand up and celebrate it. Let's do that right now. Because do you want to see some crazy names who are still doing the grappling? I hope so, otherwise why are you here? But my name is Simon Miller, please do subscribe. And here's 10 legends that are still going at it. Number 10, the Warlord. I mean, how on earth? I mean, when I first got into wrestling years and years ago, it felt like the Warlord was wrapping up. And now here we are, and he's still putting on his boots. He's also 61 years old, and during his career was involved in not one, but two really serious car accidents. This guy must be made of steel. As far as I can see, though, he's definitely been working up to the 1st of July 2023, because he was in a tag team match against the Rock and Roll Express. And I'll tell you right now, I actually want to see it. Now, of course, they only did a 5-minute scrap, but I'm nowhere near how old these guys are, and sometimes I can't even get out of bed. Round of applause. Just for some extra fun trivia as well, at one point during his life, the Warlord was a bodyguard for 50 Cent. So now you know. Number 9, the Barbarian. And yes, of course, we do also need to talk about his tag team partner, which was the Barbarian. Which means, what, 35 years later, Power and Pain are still going. Bob is even older at 64, and I tell you, this guy always used to be lumped in with the whole man, he's just a big old potato kind of a wrestler. It's not true. If you go back and watch some of his matches, given that he was massive, this dude could go. I mean, go and watch the match against the Rockers at WrestleMania 7, and all of a sudden you'll start to notice, oh my gosh, a lot of the Power guys in 2023... where they're basing their template on his. He did this in WCW as well, although World Championship Wrestling never knew what to do with anybody. And if we go back to May 2023, these two guys also had a match against the Headbangers. That's 2 for 2. I gotta watch it. Number 8, Ultimo Dragon. Now this isn't a huge surprise, because if anybody is gonna rewrite the wrestling rule book, it'd be this guy. And Ultimo Dragon was so successful in his pomp, he basically started the whole belt collector gimmick, and the only reason he didn't smash it in WWE or the WWF is because Vince McMahon was like, well, he's just a cruiserweight, and old Vinny doesn't like small dudes. The real joy is that at 54 years old, he still totally knows what he's doing, and while a lot of his matches do go down in Dragon Gate, and they're six-man tags, when he does get his hand slapped, he just does what he needs to do. Still pretty impressive. His chain wrestling is also sublime, and honestly, if he's still going at 89 years old, I'd be like, yeah, of course he is. He's probably never gonna retire. Number 7, Duke the Dunster Drozy. So let's just talk about it because we can. In the mid-90s, Vince McMahon decided, well, I know how to turn business around, pal. Let's give everybody a job. If somebody was always gonna be the garbage man, and it was Duke Drozy. And look, there's nothing wrong with doing that either in real life, but when it comes to wrestling, how the flub is this going to help you win a belt? And also, you ain't never main event in WrestleMania. The irony today is that I actually think if you put this gimmick in the newfound NXT, it would work. But yeah, back when the World Wrestling Federation needed something new, this weren't it. It didn't stop Drozy though, because at 54 years of age, he did pop up in that gimmick battle royal that MLW did recently, which also had Raven, Harry Smith, and Little Guido. So I know, you're now doing it too. Somebody give me the remote control. Number 7, Scott Steiner. I mean, are you gonna tell him to stop? Nope, neither am I. Now it is a worry because mathematical odds keep going down all over the place, but despite the fact he has suffered some serious injuries, Big Papa Pump is still going. And we've all seen that TNA viral clip that is always popping up online, and that kind of did give Scotty an old resurgence when it came to his matches, because in 2019, that led to quite a ridiculous one against Hornswoggle. As recent as this April, though, he worked Richard Cordier, mostly because it was in Michigan, and I think Steiner could just walk there from his house. I really don't think that the big booty daddy has ever said that he does want to hang them up either. He probably just rings up promoters and goes, book me! They go, man, we better do it. But yeah, he'll go on forever. Number 5, Gangrel. Seriously, Gangrel's schedule is amazing. Like, he's over here in the UK all the time. I don't know how he does it. At 54, he is still flying as well. And man, did he make the most of this vampire gimmick. And don't forget, when he was in the World Wrestling Federation, this is another guy. Vince was like, a vampire gimmick? I don't get it. Well, yeah, it certainly served him for the long haul. He's also a super nice guy. And if you have seen him working on the UK scene or the Canadian scene or the US scene, he still knows exactly what he's doing. He draws a crowd and he gets a big old pop. He really is a genius when it comes to sports entertainment, especially knowing that less is more. You don't give him enough props. Number 4, Hakushi. Now, if you are a hardcore fan, you probably remember Hakushi's bizarre WWF run, when all of a sudden you woke up one day, and we put Bret Hart against the man, and all of a sudden you were like, well, this was what I was waiting for. They had some really good matches. I mean, it proved that the guy from Japan wasn't just an also-ran. Seriously. If you watch them now, you can see it. Both he and Bret are from the We Gotta Make It Look Real school of thought. That's what makes him so damn watchable. In real life, Jinsei Shinzaki continues to wrestle at Mishinoku Pro 2, mostly because he bought the thing in 2003. So why wouldn't you book yourself on it? Thing is, though, he knows how to hold his own because he was one of the guys that faced the Great Muta when he was doing his retirement run. Look, believe you me, those dudes were specifically picked. The man still got it. 3, Shane Douglas. Now, Shane Douglas had 2 very famous moments in his wrestling career. The first is when he won the NWA World title and threw it on the floor and disrespected it at an ECW show. And the other is when he got hired by WWF and they made him a teacher. I mean, come on. WCW didn't do much with him either, and we've touched on that, meaning it was Extreme Championship Wrestling where he finally got his due. Really, this is a guy that's always been underrated. Deserved a bigger push. He's been so smart in his style as well that by July 2023, he had already worked 7 matches this year, and the majority were pretty solid. That's because Shane can work, Shane can talk, and nowadays, he never does anything too crazy. So you may be able to argue that he just got tied up with the wrong people or butted head with the wrong individuals. So could he have one last run at the top? Never say never. Number 2, The Sandman. But The Sandman actually came out recently during an interview because he was asked, do you think you'll ever go to AEW? He's like, I don't know anyone from AEW. I am so out of the wrestling bubble. It is crazy. And yet, because his gimmick was just, I'm going to walk to the ring, I'm going to drink a beer, and I'm going to smack myself in the head with a kendo stick. Well, he's still able to do it today. I mean, back in April, at the age of 60, he worked DILF. I didn't really know who DILF was, so I looked him up. And apparently, he's an internet meme wrestler. I don't really know what that means. As usual, though, the whole story was that DILF said bad things about ECW, so out came the Sandman and whipped his ass. When you go and read his story and all the trials and tribulations he went through, kind of sounds like he's doing really well now. Makes me warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. Number 1, Bob Orton. That's right! Randy Orton's dad is still going, probably still has his arm in the cast. Gimmick for life. But if we go to July 2023, who was having a match at the age of 71? Bob Orton. I mean, he teamed with Tony Atlas for a match in Southern Illinois Championship Wrestling, and given that we have talked about Big Tone, he should be in here too. He's 69. Don't do it. Orton as well was bumping around the place, so you have to give that guy kudos. He is definitely somebody's granddad. Once again, I ain't nobody's granddad. I can barely go to the bathroom. So whatever pain he's probably still in, he is still able to smash it. I think this is really damn cool. Take inspiration from this, people. If you love something, you have a passion, never give it up unless it's good for your life and it's good for your health. Believe in your dreams. See you soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.